Right away, Mr. Trump, Google Maps to update place names to Gulf of America and Mount McKinley. By Lucas Nolan on January 28, 2025. Google announced that it will update the names of the Gulf of Mexico and Denali to the Gulf of America and Mount McKinley in its Maps application following an executive order signed by President Donald Trump. Google's sudden cooperation with the Trump administration is a clear sign the tech giant hopes to reach an easy settlement in multiple ongoing antitrust cases. CNBC reports that tech giant Google has announced that it will be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America and Denali back to Mount McKinley in its widely used Google Maps application. This decision comes after President Donald Trump signed an executive order last week, mandating these name changes on official maps and federal communications. Google stated in a series of posts on social media platform X that it will comply with the administration's directive. The company clarified that while users in Mexico will continue to see the name Gulf of Mexico, those in other countries will be presented with both names. The renaming of Denali to Mount McKinley is a reversal of the 2015 decision made by the Obama administration, which had changed the name to Denali as a symbolic gesture to Alaska Natives. President Trump justified the decision to revert to the former name by citing William McKinley's contributions to the country's wealth through tariffs and talent. As Google begins to implement these changes, it remains to be seen how other tech companies and media outlets will respond to the executive order. The debate surrounding the naming of geographical features is not new, and this recent development has once again brought the issue to the forefront of public discourse. Google's cooperation is likely motivated in part by a desire to reach an easy settlement of the antitrust lawsuits that threaten its empire. The company has made multiple concessions to Donald Trump despite its ultra-woke leadership and many efforts to censor conservatives. CEO Sundar Pichai even attended Trump's inauguration as a guest of honor. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.